News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Long promised, the contact tracing app looks set to launch this week if it gets cabinet approval. And our own technology correspondent Jess Kelly joins us on the programme with what we need to know about the app. Jess, how exactly will this work?
As we understand it, Andrea, the contact tracing app will not require any personal information. You'll be able to download on either iOS if you have an Apple phone or if you have an Android device. That means that both Apple and Google will have a record of the app being on your phone, just as they would if you had, you know, Instagram or the News Talk app on your phone. But that's the level of information required. It works using Bluetooth. So Bluetooth has to be enabled on your phone the entire time for it to work. And this has been designed to try and have as little impact on your phone battery as possible. But to paint a scenario, so if your phone is in close proximity to my phone for a prolonged period of time, which we understand to be around 15 minutes or more, and then you are subsequently confirmed as having COVID-19, a notification will appear on my phone. And then the contact tracing team will contact me saying you've been in close contact with somebody who is now a confirmed case. You should self-isolate and, you know, go to your doctor if you feel any symptoms. The key point that's worth noting here is that in order for me to get that notification, firstly, you have to be a confirmed case. Then you have to get onto the contact tracing team who will ask you to issue what is called your diagnosis keys. This is basically a log of all the information that the Bluetooth has picked up as you're going about your day-to-day business. And when it carried out that Bluetooth handshake, as it's called, between your phone and my phone, basically a long list of letters and numbers is the only identifier that it's my phone, and then I'll get the notification. So no personal information is given out. I won't get a call or a notification saying Andrea Gilligan is a confirmed case and you were standing at Stephen's Green at 2 o'clock today. Nothing like that. It's basically from when you're a confirmed case and the contact tracing team gets you issue your diagnostic keys up until the point where I get the notification. It's anywhere in that window that I could have been in contact with somebody.
Okay, because there's been a lot of concern around the privacy aspect, you know, of this app. And it certainly appears from what you're saying, Jess, that it's there's a responsibility on the person who contracted COVID-19 to trigger, as you mentioned, the information or those points. What if somebody decided to download the app, though? You know, is it enough for them to just have it on their phone? Or are there any other concerns arising from this?
Not necessarily concerns, but if you download the app, it's not enough just to have the app on your phone. As I say, you have to have Bluetooth on. When the contact tracing team calls you or when you're onto the contact tracing team after you've been a confirmed case, they will ask, do you consent to issuing the diagnosis key? So again, you have to consent to that. Every element of this, and I've been talking to the Data Protection Commission quite a bit over the last few months around this, every element of this requires user consent, and they've built it in such a way to try and instill transparency from the user's point of view, but also from the department and the HSE's point of view, because nobody wants any issues arising from this. This is just a tool to help the contact tracing team. And it's worth noting that the traditional contact tracing process will still be in place if you opt not to download the app.
Just briefly, you've been on to the HSE as well, Jess, about the app.
I have indeed. And we've tried, because it's been going on for so long, we wanted to try and get a bit of insight into the process. As we know, they went initially looking to build their own app. Now they're using infrastructure from Apple and from Google. And the HSE told me last night that by the launch of the product, they will have spent approximately €850,000 on the development of this app. It's also going to run a communications campaign as part of the COVID-19 communication strategy to ensure that people know what the app does, how it works, and the benefits of having it as well.
Okay, so if it gets approval, we could see it launched this week?
Indeed, yeah. You may notice if you have a smartphone, if you go into your settings at the moment and if you search for COVID, the software is already there in terms of it's ready and waiting for you to download the app if you choose to do it. So we could see this being launched and available in the coming days.
Okay, well, if we get cabinet approval, we will keep listeners updated on that. But as always, my thanks to our technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, for joining us here on the show this morning.